Well, good evening, ladies. This is Donna getting us underway for the 90-day jumpstart to a new you. And we are on week four. Week four, is that correct? We are talking about fitness. Fitness for ordinary women, not fitness for the, you know, the gym crowd. I have to admit, I've never really been comfortable in gyms. I find myself looking around at all the women who just look absolutely perfect, and then I look in the mirror and I feel inadequate, and I tried taking, you know, group classes, aerobics and that kind of thing, and I always felt uncoordinated. And but God does want us to strengthen our bodies, you know, and so we're gonna take a look at that in this coming week, and I think it's going to be exciting. Let me go ahead and open us. We've actually got one more minute before the official start, so I will start officially at 6 o'clock. I hope all of you are having a wonderful time on the 90-day jumpstart to a new you. We are at day 22. Is that possible? Day 22. We are clipping right along with this program. You should be in the middle of your Daniel Days challenge. And I know it didn't turn out too great that landed on Mother's Day. I did pretty good. We went out to lunch and I had a spinach salad, so that's the good part. But it was kind of difficult, I'm sure, for many of you to stay on just vegetables and water there on Mother's Day with all your children probably making you treats and all of that stuff. I would love for some of you to go ahead and call in if you want. You, of course, you're welcome to stay on the chat, but if you'd like to call in, I'd be happy to pray with you at the end of the program and also coach you, find out how you're doing with your SMART goals and how we can help you along, spur you on toward love and good deeds. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. Again, this is Donna Partow, and I'm welcoming you this evening to the 90-Day Jumpstart to a New You. Together, we are studying my book, Becoming the Woman God Wants Me to Be, A 90-Day Guide to Living the Proverbs 31 Life. We are on week four, strengthening your body. We know a lot about this Proverbs 31 woman, and one of the things that we know is that her arms were strong for her tasks. Sounds like she was in a little bit of a weightlifting class there, or she just had to do her laundry by hand. Remember those old washboards, steam is? I guess that really would be a good workout, wouldn't it? Anyway, let me go ahead and open us in prayer, and we'll get underway with this week's teleseminar. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you have shown us so clearly in your word the kind of women that you would love for us to become. And, of course, we are completely accepted in the Beloved. There's no condemnation now for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. We're not trying to earn our way to heaven. We're not trying to earn brownie points with you by doing all of these things and trying to be the perfect woman, the perfect wife, the perfect mother. But, God, you've laid out some ideas that will enable us to live with joy and confidence and fulfillment, and as I like to say, to maximize our lives for maximum kingdom impact. And that's really the objective here. The objective is not to become, you know, the Stepford wife or some perfect lady so everybody can be jealous of us or so that we can look down our spiritual nose at someone else. But God, that's not what it's about. It's all about us on a journey with you to become the women that you want us to be because you love us. That's the bottom line. It's because you love us and you want us to get the most out of our time here on earth and to have the most impact we possibly can for eternity as well. And so I pray right now that you would send your Holy Spirit to work even through this phone line, even through the internet, to minister to the lives of those women who've gathered here this evening. And I ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, wonderful. It's good to have a group of you ladies here, and I'd love to talk with you about how you're doing on your 90-day jumpstart, how you're coming along with your SMART goals. And I'm going to do a teleseminar for about an hour, maybe not quite that long this evening, but I'm going to teach on strengthening your body, some practical tips that I've put together. I want to share some scripture as well to point to the importance of strengthening our bodies and, you know, does God care how we care for our temple? And I believe that the answer is yes. And then at the end of that, I'd love to do a little bit of coaching. That's part of what those of you who paid to be part of this class, part of it is that you paid to be coached and to be held accountable to the goals that you've set. And that's what I'm here to do. I see, Jen, you say that you're, or is that Haley saying you're getting nervous because I keep telling you it's going to get tougher. It is going to get tougher. Each week is going to add challenge on challenge. Let me share some scriptures with you that I think are pretty significant when we look at strengthening our body. And you know, just got care. And again, I'm not trying to be, you know, unkind because I was looking at my arms in the mirror. In fact, I took a video of me kind of working with a horse. A friend took a video of me, and my arms are horrible. They do not look very strong. They look like a 50-year-old woman who really needs to crack the whip. Instead of on the horse, I need to crack that whip on my upper arms a little bit. So believe me, I am not perfect. But the scripture does have some things to say that I think are relevant to whether or not we need to strengthen our bodies. 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 to 25. Again, that's 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 25. The Apostle Paul says this, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize." Now, see, the person who's going to get the prize is really going to be in strict training, right? They're going to be working harder than everyone else. So this tells me that as Christian women, we should not be saying, okay, what's the bare minimum that I can do to get by? And as I travel around the country and I speak at churches all over North America, and actually I have the privilege of traveling around the world, but particularly in the United States, I look out at a lot of women who do not look like they are in strict training. Unless they're in a donut and Starbucks eating competition of some sort. But, you know, it's really a challenge in the United States today to stay fit. And believe me, I'm right in there with you. I know the battle. We've got, you know, we've got our families. A lot of us have a job. It's just so tempting to eat the fast food. I think a lot of the problems for us is that there's so many chemicals in the food. And in fact, there's a whole science behind that, that the chemicals that are in our food, our body, to try to protect us, grabs hold of those chemicals and stores them in the fat so that they don't, you know, get into our system and literally poison us. And so our body thinks that by holding on to these chemicals and storing them in the fat cells, it's actually doing us a favor. And I do believe that a part of why it's so difficult for us to lose weight, why so many of us, myself included, struggle with what I call being weight loss resistant, it's because of all the chemicals that are put into our food and even into our water and all of that. But the question is, do we conduct ourselves like women who are in strict training? And, you know, and I do know women who are exercising and are, Donna, I'm exercising 3 days, 4 days, 5 days a week. I'm trying to cut back on what I eat, and I'm still not losing weight. And believe me, I have been there. I know how hard that is. But my challenge tonight is just to examine ourselves. Scripture says with men and a woman, for that matter, ought to examine ourselves. And it says that everyone, back to the 1 Corinthians verse, everyone who goes in, competes in the games, goes into strict training. Now, if you were to look at your life right now, would you say that you are a woman who is in strict training? You know, I love to watch, like, football movies, you know, or anything, or when they're showing the Olympics, you know, that they, the training that people like Michael Phelps and these gymnasts, I mean, they are, if they're going to win the gold medal, they're going to win the prize. I mean, they are on it all day, every waking hour. Are we really in strict training? Something to think about it. You know, they do it to get a crown that will not last, to get a gold medal or, you know, to win a sporting competition, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. And as I say every week, and I'll say it again this week, you know, the 90-day Jumpstart to a New You has nothing to do with how much God loves you. You're not, you know, he's not going to love you more because you finished these 90 days, and he's not going to love you any less if you drop out somewhere along the race. It's not about whether or not you go to heaven. You know what's at stake? The effectiveness of our time here on earth. And I do believe, even from this verse right here, that we're storing up a crown in heaven. We're storing up treasures in heaven by the way that we live. And I don't know about anybody else, but I want to maximize my life. Now, another verse from 1 Corinthians, now this is chapter 6, 19, verses 19 and 20. It says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. Wow. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that our body literally belongs to God. Jesus, on the cross, paid the price, and he purchased your physical body. Now, why did he do that? Why did he do that? Because he knew he was going to be going back to heaven. But he was concerned about what was happening here on earth. And so Jesus purchased your body so that through your physical body, he can get work done here on earth. You are his hands. You are his feet. You are his eyes. You are his ears. You are the vessel. Your body is literally the physical vessel through which God accomplishes his work on earth. And that's why, write this down, that's why God cares what kind of shape you're in. Not because he wants you to be a fashion model or a Miss USA or on the cover of a magazine, but he wants you to be strong enough and physically fit enough that you have enough energy to go through your day actively serving him and being able to present your body as a living sacrifice. Present your body to God and say, here I am, God. Here's my arms. Here's my legs. I'm strong. I'm ready. I'll go where you send me. I'll do what you ask me to do. I'm not so worn out and tired that all I can do is get out of bed and sit on the couch or maybe sit at the computer. That's what this is all about. And I think these verses just sum it up so well. Here's another one, 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. Since we have these promises, the promises of all the great things that God wants to do in and through our lives, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit. You see, God doesn't just care about our spiritual life. Yes, he cares about that. He says he cares about our body. And he wants us to purify ourselves from those things that contaminate our body. You see, I guess God knew that the year 2009 was coming and that every street corner in America would be selling stuff that tasted good and looked good, but was not good for us. And so there's just a couple. There's another one. Let me see if I have it here. It's one of my favorites. It's also from Paul. He says that he beats his body. Here it is. Also 1 Corinthians 9. This is 26 through 27. Therefore, because I'm wanting to win the prize here, therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave. That was my motto. And when I was training for my 5K in December for my birthday, I would just be running. I beat my body and make it my slave. I beat my body and make it my slave. I beat my body and make it my slave. You know, some of you ladies could just use that as your little, you know, I don't want to say mantra because it has like mystic Eastern religion implications, but, you know, as you're working out, as you're going about my task, I beat my body and make it my slave. I don't know, might be kind of fun. I enjoyed it. I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. You see, Paul, you know, I think a lot of us in the King James Version, this is where we all got confused. Because the King James Version translates that word beat as buffet. And I think a lot of American Christians look at that and we thought Paul said, I buffet my body. And we thought, oh, okay, we have to take our bodies to the buffet. But no, I'm glad for the NIV that cleared this up for those of us who are confused. It's not buffet our body. It's beat our body and say, you know what, body? You are not the boss of me. Now, this next verse is kind of a shocker. I mean, I'm just going to put it out there because it's just wild, okay? 1 Corinthians 3, 16 through 17. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. Ouch! For God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple. I'm not going to camp out on that verse because it's kind of wild. But that is what it says. You may need a better theologian than me to kind of work with that verse. I'll just put it out there and let you meditate on it. But you know what? Here's what God says. Here's that on the upside. Let's do the last of these verses on a positive, shall we? This is 3 John 2 in the Amplified. This is what the Apostle John said. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. Let me read that again. That is from the Amplified Version, 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul keeps well and prospers. And I've shared my conviction many, many times, and I will share it again, that your body is somewhat of a report card of what's going on in your spirit and your soul. I mean, it's a complex world, and there's a lot of other things going on, so it's not like a perfect report card. But I do think that the condition of our physical body does offer some pretty compelling clues about what is going on with us spiritually and what is going on with our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. You know, are we allowing ourselves to be governed by our soul? And our soul is, I've talked about this before, what I want, what I think, what I feel. I want, I think, I feel. You know, I want to take it easy. I think it doesn't matter what I look like or what condition my body is, and so I feel like just sitting here and having Starbucks and a donut. So are we allowing our soul to govern how we live, or are we looking at God's word that says, as Joy is pointing out, I pummel my body. You know, I'm in strict training. I'm an athlete. I'm sharp. You know, I want to be all that God wants me to be. And so I wanted to start out with some solid scriptural references so that you get the idea that, you know, God does care. God does care how we take care of our bodies, and it is important to him. I think that in the church it's very tempting to say, well, you know, God only cares whether or not we read our Bible and pray. Well, he does. He cares about all of our lives, our whole lives. We don't separate out the spiritual from the rest of our lives. It's all interrelated. Now, let me give you some practical tips for strengthening your body. Now, first of all, I would say set some SMART goals specifically concerning your body. And those of you who've set SMART goals with this class, you'll remember that that means they should be specific, measurable, achievable. You should have a specific reward attached. You should have a time frame in mind. And you should have a reward and a consequence. We already did the reward. And a consequence, a dire consequence. The biggest thing that I would say is tell everyone what you are doing and invite them. Say, hey, spur me on toward loving good deeds. These are the goals I've set for myself. Publish it, broadcast it. You know, that's one of the great things about this 90-day jumpstart. I so admire Teresa. I'm surprised she's not here with us tonight. She's usually tuned in on the chat. But Teresa had the courage to post her photos and say, I have work to do in getting my body in alignment with where I think God wants me to be, and I'm inviting you as my sisters in Christ to hold me accountable to it. And I think that that is awesome, but you can also do that on your Facebook. You can do it with your family, your friends. Say, hey, these are the goals I've set. These are my timelines and what I'm hoping to achieve, and I want you to hold me accountable to it. And then the next thing that I would do in terms of your, you know, physical fitness goals, I would make a chart. I personally love charts, you know, and put it up on a wall. Get some bright colored magic markers, and each time you achieve one of those milestones, you mark it, you know, green, maybe green for every time you're advancing. yellow when you see you're holding still, red when you're, uh-oh, danger, warning, things aren't going. You know, just kind of chart your progress, if you can picture that, as you're going along, you know, just like they fundraising goals, they make charts. So I would make a chart, and I would put it in a really prominent place. In fact, specifically, I would put it in my kitchen. I would maybe tape it to the door of the refrigerator, tape it to the door of the pantry, and, you know, log your progress every day. Mark those little incremental goals where you're doing. If it's in terms of, you know, measuring, I'm going to set some goals for my upper arms because really they just, you know, they're looking real middle-aged and flabby here. And, you know, so I'm going to set some goals for my upper arms, and I'm going to measure them tonight when I hang up, and I'm going to do what I'm asking you to do. I'm going to log my progress and keep track of how I am doing. One of the most practical things that you can do, and it's something that I'm going to urge you to do this week, and that is find a walking partner. And I've shared this many times. I'm someone who kind of likes to stay fit as a general rule. But even me, you know, if I don't have a walking partner, if I don't have like a workout buddy, you know, I don't do as well at all. It's so easy to wake up and realize, wait a minute, I haven't exercised in a month. Where did it go? What happened? So I would say find a walking partner. You know, get on the phone, send out some emails, some text messages, whatever. See if you've got a friend or maybe a couple friends who would like to meet 3 to 5 days a week. Maybe begin with 30 minutes. If that sounds too daunting, here's what you do. I remember when I was in high school, I decided to run on the cross-country team. And the coach sent us the assignment, and it was to walk outside our house and run for 7 minutes and turn around and run back. I'll never forget it. I never forget it. I was a junior in high school, and I got those instructions. I think he must have mailed it. You know, we didn't have email back then. I think maybe a dinosaur delivered it. That's how old I am. But, you know, so maybe try that. So you know what? I'm going to walk for 7 minutes. I'm going to turn around and walk home. And then what he had us do, I believe, was add 2 minutes or 4 minutes each day. So then the first day you walk 14 minutes, and then if you add, you know, 2 minutes or 4 minutes each day, you just gradually build up to 30 minutes or ultimately maybe 45 minutes. You don't need to go really beyond 30 to 45 minutes. If you're walking at a good clip, you should be able to walk 2 miles in 30 minutes. And really that's sufficient for basic, you know, fitness. I walk, I think my route is about 3 to 3.5 miles, just because when I was training for my 5K, that was my route, and I've stuck with it. So I do that 3.5 miles. I try to do that 4 or 5 days a week. I don't always hit it, just because things are kind of busy this time of year. But that would be the goal that I would set for yourself. Again, don't aim, you know, I'm going to 7 days a week, I'm going to exercise for an hour. You won't keep up with it. So make it realistic. Find a friend who will meet you and who will keep you company. And then this is really important. When you get together with your walking partner, don't complain about your family. Don't complain about your aches and pains. Don't complain, period. Really use that time to pray. What my walking partners and I have done basically is make it a goal. Okay, the first 5 minutes, we can exchange what we call, you know, good news, bad news. What's going great? What's not going so great? And then the rest of the time, we just try to pray. You know, just walk and pray out loud. It's really a wonderful thing just to pray together. Now, another really practical tip, and again, I'm just sharing from my own life what has worked for me, is working toward a fitness event. I've shared with you that I've run 5Ks, I've run 10Ks, I've run a half marathon, I even ran a full marathon. I would not recommend that to anyone unless God tells you to do it, but you know, you could do a half marathon or just a little five, you could do a 5K walk. I know my daughter, even my little daughter, when she was 10 years old, and by the way, that's about 3 miles or so. She'd find a 5K cheery walk in your area and, you know, just set a goal. You know, you've got that date that you're working towards and it's lots of fun and they give you a T-shirt and they give you a banana and they'll probably even have Krispy Kreme donuts. I don't know why, but they will. But, you know, pick a little event that you want to work towards. I know a number of women who've done the Susan Komen 3-day walk. Now, I don't know this for a fact, but I have heard that some of the funding that goes into the Susan Komen goes to Planned Parenthood. Again, I don't know that as a fact, but I'll tell you one thing. If I were going to sign up for that Susan Komen 3-day walk and raise a lot of money, I would definitely be on Google, and I would make sure that that is not the case. But it, you know, if you do the checking and you find out that's just an internet rumor and they're not really funding Planned Parenthood or funneling money to them, then that might be a really neat thing to do. And in fact, if one of you investigated and find out that it's totally on the up and up, I think I might do that with you. I think I might like to do that 3-day walk. That seems really wonderful. You know, the other thing that you might want to do is if you're in a state that has a nice state park system. Maybe they have a trail. Maybe they have a high mountain to hike or trails set out. You can investigate that as well. I live here in Arizona, and they've got the Grand Canyon. You know, I really ought to, before I move out of this state, I really ought to hike the Grand Canyon. That's something that I think I might just do, is set a goal to, because I really don't want to run anymore. It's messed up my feet. But maybe I'll set a goal. Okay, I want to hike the Grand Canyon next winter or next spring, whatever. Okay, now if I'm going to get there, I'm going to have to set out some milestones. Again, I just find that that is the kind of thing that really keeps you motivated. You've got a specific objective, a specific goal in mind that you're working towards, and maybe even work with a team. I know that there's a number of charity groups, for example, that do Grand Canyon hikes, and you have to raise a certain amount of money, and you can, you know, you get together periodically along the way. You know, maybe I could do something like that. And as well, you can check out in your state or your, in Joy's case, your province up there in Canada, what kind of fitness events are taking place that you could work towards maybe as part of a larger team. And I really do believe that Jesus knew what he was talking about when he said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You know, there's something about paying that registration fee, and you've put your money up front. All of a sudden you're like, you know, I think I am going to run that marathon because I paid $50 in registration fees. In fact, my my coach who trained me for the marathon urged people day one, sign up and pay the fee. You know, I think it was more than $50. I think it was more than that. He said, boy, paying that fee, the entry fee to the race, that definitely gets you motivated. The other thing that I would like to recommend is cross-training. You know, mix it up a little bit. If your favorite thing, like me, is walking, that's wonderful. But let's add in some other things. So, number one, you don't get bored, but also to work other muscle groups. And I, you know, I'm preaching to myself. Now, most of you know I just got back from a 4-day fitness vacation. And if you can ever do that, I would highly recommend it. Now, of course, not many people can do what I was able to do. My my best friend's husband is quite successful. He's a twin, and he and his twin brother started a headhunting business. I want to say 20 years ago, and he's extremely successful. And some of you have read her well, you haven't quite read her story, but you're coming across it in the book, I think, in the hospitality section. But her house burned down last year, and they lost absolutely everything. Now, praise God, the insurance company is going to cover all of that, but she's lost all her photos, she's lost everything. And so her husband, who, you know, successful businessman, wanted to do something special for her. So he paid for my best friend and me to go to a health spa for 4 days in Utah. I'll tell you, it was the experience of a lifetime. And again, I know that that's a real privilege that, I mean, certainly not something I ever could have afforded on my own, but, you know, who knows? Maybe you could win one as a prize, or God will bless you as he blessed me with an opportunity like that. But you could take a fitness vacation, you know, just by saying, rather than going to Disneyland, we're going to go to the beach, or we're going to go to the mountains, and we are going to create our own fitness vacation. You know, that's something that we used to do every year. We would go and stay with my in-laws who lived 3 blocks from the beach in Vancouver, Canada. And we would get up first thing in the morning, and I would run with my father-in-law, and then I would come back, and he would go swimming, and then we would have breakfast, and we would go for a walk, and we would walk about 15 miles a day. I'll tell you, it was a fitness vacation. It wasn't at a spa, you know. It wasn't officially a fitness vacation, but we tend to make it a fitness vacation, and you can certainly do that. But I was talking about cross-training, and one of the things that I realized is that we went on a little bike ride, and for all my walking and other little activities, oh, my legs did not want to pedal that bicycle. I mean, we went, it was like, unreal. I made it about 2 miles, and I was dying. So that kind of got me motivated to pump up the wheels in my bike and maybe get out there and do some biking. Try jumping. Those of you who have a mini trampoline, I'm a big fan of it. Don't get a cheap one. I know that the more expensive ones may be out of your range. I love the Rebound Air. But, you know, maybe you'll find a good one at a garage sale or on eBay, Craigslist, that kind of thing. But all of the big ones that you would put in the backyard, all of those are suitable. Basically what you want, you don't want so much resistance that it's going to hurt your joints. The other thing is swimming. You know, we're coming up on summer. Swimming, really, I think for women, really for anybody, but especially for a woman over 40, swimming is such a wonderful exercise because it's easy on the joints. And, you know, those of you who are with me know what I'm talking about. We did water aerobics at the health spa, and they have this thing. If you go to watergym.com, they have these weights that you use in the water. And it was, girlfriends, I'm telling you, arms strong for the task. My arms are not yet strong for the task, but I am definitely going to order the water weights at watergym.com. And you get in the water and you push the weights down. They're made of like styrofoam. And you're pushing them, the resistance of the water. Oh, my. But even just swimming around is a wonderful exercise. The other thing that they showed us was the noodles, you know, the little noodles that you buy for the pool. Those are wonderful. You know, you tie it up like a pretzel and then kind of lay prostrate on the top of the water and push it down. So it's like a push-up. Are you kind of picturing that? You're pushing it down, but it's the same motion as now, I can never do a push-up on the floor. It's just too hard. But you get that same motion, that same resistance in the water. You can sit on the noodle, mobilize your legs, and then just kind of use your upper arms. Again, your arms getting strong for the task. Or you can hold the noodles with your arms and then just kick. So just a real cheap little couple-dollar noodle from Walmart, and jump in the local swimming pool, and you've got a nice little workout. One thing that's controversial, and I'm going to go ahead and say that I can see Christians coming down on this both sides, and that is yoga. I know Christians who very passionately believe that any kind of yoga movement is bad. And I'm not even going to say, I've heard the whole rationale behind that, and I think a sincere believer could sincerely come down on the side of no yoga for a believer. I know other believers, in fact, a woman who is a good supporter of my ministry, of my nonprofit ministry, she actually teaches Christian yoga. Now, obviously, sisters, obviously, do not do yoga that's not specifically Christian based. I just absolutely would not do it. Sorry. I don't want to sound legalistic, but I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. But there's some Christian yoga tapes out there. And if you want to get some of those, you know, I think you could make a case for that. Certainly stretching is wonderful. You know, just do nice stretches. And then weightlifting. You know, again, I don't think that we need to be I don't think we need to be competing for Miss Weightlifter America. I have a friend who did that and was very successful. That's fine. But, you know, go to Walmart and get 2-pound and 5-pound, you know, just kind of free weights, little dumbbells, and start working out with those. If you don't even want to spend that much money, you know what you can use? Tomato cans or the cans in your, just any, you know, decent-sized can in your pantry. In fact, there is, you could probably get this on eBay or Craigslist or something. There's an old series, I think they're VHS, maybe they have it on DVD, but like 8 minutes in the morning, a little 8-minute workout. Those are wonderful. And the guy actually shows you how to work out using tomato soup cans. I mean, I'm not sure you need a video. Take your tomato soup can and, you know, just kind of put it in your hand and, you know, stretch your biceps and then hold it over your head and, you know, do a tricep press. You know, when you're getting dinner ready, just take a few minutes and, you know, press those tomato cans up into the air. But I think if you can go ahead and buy some dumbbells, I think that that's wonderful. And again, it's the kind of thing that you might be able to get either at Walmart or you can get on Craigslist or eBay, go to a yard sale. But I do think it's important to add a little bit of strength training. There's not a whole lot about that in this particular study, but stay tuned. I'm hoping to be able to do Becoming the Woman I Want to Be, which I call the 90-Day Renewal, and that does specifically have, you know, a whole lot more on health and fitness, weight training, and all of these different things. I'm just tonight trying to share with you some real quick tips. I mentioned the idea of one of the weightlifting programs that I really do like, and again, I think this is something that you could probably buy the package on eBay, Craigslist, get it at a yard sale, The Firm, F-I-R-M. It's a workout series of videos, DVDs, whatever, and those are all very, very good. I highly recommend them. They're challenging. They're excellent. In fact, I'm inspiring myself to get back on that, but I do like it, The Firm, and they've got a whole series, and it includes steps and weights and just all these different elements that I think are excellent. The other thing that you can do that's very, very cheap is the stretch bands. You can, again, I think it's something you can get in Walmart. I've even seen it. I was in Borders bookstore last week, and they had a whole section in Borders. In fact, I think they had The Firm, and they had little yoga again, but those are going to be kind of real secular. I'd be cautious about those, but they were selling stretch equipment and all that just bundled in with the book, like a stretch band, and then a little video that shows you how to use it, and it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It can be cheap, so check that out. Another thing, everybody in the class should get this because it would be supporting Teresa and it would be the best thing you could get. The fitness sandals, they're Curves, C-U-R-V-E-S, Curves, if you've seen the Curves stores. Curves fitness sandals sold by Avon. I think they're $29. I love them. Make sure you buy them through Teresa Couch's website. I believe she's posted that on the 90-day jumpstart, but make sure you buy it through her, and she will get, you know, the credit for it. When you buy those Curves fitness sandals, you will get 30 days free at Curves. Sisters, every one of you ought to do this. I know I did. I got the fitness sandals, and I'm going to check out Curves and get my 30 days free. And the neat thing is, you know, even if you can't afford to stay with Curves, those free 30 days, you will learn a lot. They'll show you some real simple, resistance training, weight training, very, very important for women. Now, what I'm doing, I wear my fitness sandals from the time I wake up in the morning until I go to bed at night. I put on my fitness sandals, which is good because, you know, we've got scorpions here. And I usually walk around barefoot. Okay, we do need to pray for, I see a note here, we need to pray for Teresa. I will do that. But get those fitness sandals and housework. You know, I've noticed that women who take do their own house cleaning and really take it seriously and keep an immaculate house, those women are always skinny and fit, aren't they? Come on, girlfriends. I'm just telling the truth. The women who keep an immaculate house and do it themselves, they are almost always skinny and fit. So if you want your arms to be strong for the task and your legs to be toned, get the fitness sandals from Avon, put them on and wear them all day, go about your house work, and oh my, 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 I'm loving them up. Girl, I can feel the burn. Oh my. I won't even describe that anymore, but I can definitely feel various body parts, different muscles that I didn't know I had, but I know I have them now because they hurt. And that's telling me that I'm getting a workout just by walking around my house and going about my routine business. Another thing I'm a big fan of, And now I've really gotten away from this, and I need to get back to it. I used to do it every day with my kids. Of course, we homeschool. Midday, like 3, 4 o'clock, you can do this when your kids come home from school, or if you homeschool to break up the day. So like 3, 4 o'clock before you really get into making dinner, put on some really upbeat praise music and dance in the kitchen. Jump around in the kitchen. I used to jump rope in my kids, the stories that they're going to tell. I used to jump rope to Plus One. Does anybody remember Plus One? And I also had a Night in Rocket Town put out by Michael W. Smith, and we had a few other real upbeat Christian CDs, and we would blast them, and we would jump rope, and we would dance around, and, you know, maybe just 10, 15 minutes of getting really crazy and acting nuts with your children. It is so much fun. It is so much fun. And it is a great, quick little workout. I already mentioned the idea of while you're getting dinner ready, lifting the cans. You know, while you're, okay, so one hand you're stirring and waiting for the water to boil before you add the tomato sauce. Take that can and just lift it, put it over your head and press it. The other thing that you can do is lunges while you're, you know, if it's on a commercial break, you're watching, you know, American Idol, you know, get up. Maybe you've got your, maybe you've got a little chair or a little a stair or something like that. Practice doing some lunges. You can do them in your kitchen. You can do them as you're walking room to room. If you have stairs in your house, don't do one stair at a time. Do two stairs at a time, and just make that your practice. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you go downstairs, go back up, back down. Just maybe just go up and down the stairs before you start your day, before you even do your quiet time. Just go up and down those stairs if it won't disturb your family. Go up and down the stairs. Start by doing it 6 times, then build up to 10, maybe build up to 20 times. Up and down the stairs, taking it 2 stairs at a time, and then do your quiet time. You will need the rest. Okay, how about in the shower? One thing that you can do in the shower, and of course you want to be careful, you don't want to slip, but you can push against the shower wall while you've got the kind of picture that's with me. The water's coming down and you're rinsing. Do like push-ups against a solid wall of the shower. The other thing you can do is isometric squeezes. Just squeeze every part of your body while you're waiting for that conditioner to settle. Squeeze, release, squeeze, release. The other thing you can do is if you have shampoo bottles in there, take 2 shampoo bottles and, you know, go ahead and lift those overhead. Do a bicep curl. You know, work your triceps, whatever. So while you're rinsing off, lift those shampoo bottles. Now, the other thing that you can do is whenever you feel self-conscious, let's say you're walking past a mirror and you're like, oh, I look terrible, or you're getting dressed or whatever, and you start to feel kind of self-conscious or flabby or whatever, take action. Take that thought captive, pray, and say, oh, God, help me, and then take an action. Whatever part of your body that you're feeling unhappy about, do something with it. Bend it, stretch it, lift it, resist something. You're like, oh, look at my arms, they're getting so flabby. Stop, say, oh, Jesus, I know you said that my arms should be strong for my task. Help me right now to get these arms strengthened. And then just lean up against the wall and do 10 pushbacks. What do you think of that idea? So again, you know, when the devil wants to come and make you feel bad about yourself, say, you know, devil, you're not going to beat me up because I am on a journey. I am becoming. Did you see that, ING devil? I haven't arrived yet, and I don't claim to have arrived yet, that I am becoming the woman that God wants me to be. So thank you for reminding me that my legs are getting kind of flabby. Thank you for reminding me that my tummy is not what it once was. I think I'm just going to do some sit-ups right now. So ha, ha, ha. Dear Jesus, help me to get fit. I want to be strong. I want to be healthy. I want to live to be 100 years old, and I want to just, oh, I want to make such an impact for you. And I know that if I'm going to be able to do that, if I'm going to be able to hop on an airplane when I'm 80 years old and go to some Muslim country to reach out and to strengthen the believers there, I'm going to have to be fit and healthy. So I'm going to get fit and healthy right now. So take that step. One of the things, I'm giving you a lot. You guys getting a lot out of this, I hope. Another thing that I like to do is when I'm on the telephone, I take that as an opportunity to do a little bit of exercise. A lot of times if I'm going to be on a phone call and I know it might be a while, I'll hop on my mini trampoline, or if the weather's nice, I'll even go outside on the big trampoline and jump up and down. Or you could just kind of bend in place. You can do leg lifts while you're on the phone. You can do stretches, you know, multitask exercise. Don't think that, okay, I can only exercise, you know, when I go to the gym, or I can only exercise, you know, that first half hour a day when I'm for a walk with my walking partner. No, you can exercise throughout the day, little bits with consistency. Just as we're learning, I hope, to practice the presence of God, to pray as we go, to always be mindful and prayerful and watchful. In the same way, throughout the day, we can just remember, you know, just remember. I'm going to, you know, pick up this can, and, you know, if you're putting something away that's a little bit heavy, take a few minutes before you put it away, you know, do some bicep curls with it. But use that time when you're on the phone to get a little bit of exercise in. You know, get involved with your children. Ride bikes with your children. If you're watching your child's soccer game or baseball game this summer, rather than sitting there passively watching, why don't you walk up and down on the sidelines? You know, I've done this all the time. I mean, people think I'm crazy. I don't care. I'll stand by the bleachers and just kind of do a leg lift, or I'll just do a little bend, do a little stretch my arms. Just, you know, I'm picturing me kind of standing there, and then I'll take one leg and I'll stretch it out behind me or stretch it up. Don't just sit there in the bleachers like a lump. So, you know, you could do house cleaning while you're on the phone. There's another great idea. Just keep and get moving. Have you got a pet? Have you got a dog? Make a commitment to walk your dog. You know, and I'll tell you what, then they'll remind you. They'll be standing at that door saying, hey, you didn't walk me yet today. That's another way. Park far. Don't always say, oh, it makes me laugh. Christians, oh, I pray that God will give me the premium parking spot. I'm like, okay, why don't you do this? If you see the premium parking spot, pull up, don't pull in, pull up to it and say, dear Jesus, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to present this prime parking spot to someone else, and then wait there for someone else to come along and wave them in. And then when they see your Christian bumper sticker, rather than you with your Christian bumper sticker taking the best spot for yourself and thanking God for it, oh, I don't know. Is anybody getting this? Maybe God put it there to give you the opportunity to be his vessel, to offer it to someone else, and then go park in the back of the parking lot and get some exercise. Another thing I do, I don't always do this, but it's kind of a fun little thing. If I'm at a red light, I go ahead and, you know, just do a little arm stretch. You know, just take your one arm and, you know, push it back. I don't know how to describe it, but practice stretching your arms or do an isometric squeeze while you're at red lights. And then the other thing that I want to say is to remember this. Eating is part of strengthening your body. Eating right is part of strengthening your body. Last week we talked about healthy eating, so let's not leave that behind. You know, we want to be able to keep our metabolism going, and that basically means, you know, keeping those fires burning. You know, make sure the worst thing that you can do for your body is skip breakfast. So get up first thing in the morning. You know, I usually maybe I'll take a little protein shake, or I take Isagenix, which I absolutely love, by the way. It is expensive. I won't deceive you on that. It's pricey, and it's actually costing me more than I'm earning, but I love this Isagenix product enough that I'm going to try to share it with enough people that eventually my Isagenix will pay for itself. I'm not there yet. I think if I get a couple more customers, it'll be able to pay for itself, and that's really kind of my own goal. I'm not really looking to make a lot of money with it, but if I could recruit enough other customers that it pays for itself, I believe that I'll be on Isagenix for life. I absolutely love the products. But anyway, my point was that I might take out one of the little chews, but at least, you know, throughout the day, you know, throw down a couple nuts, maybe a banana, an apple, something. I like to mix it up with a protein, not just do a fruit alone. So if I'm going to have an apple, do a couple cashews with it. I'm not a big fan necessarily of just doing a fruit by itself. maybe do a cheese stick with an apple or a cheese stick with some grapes. But anyway, we're not talking about eating this week. We are talking about strengthening our bodies. So that's it, ladies. Those are all the tips that I had for you this week on how to stay fit. I wondered how all of you are doing. We are in the middle of our 10-day Daniel Challenge, and that's 10 days of eating God's food. And interestingly enough, I was at this fitness spa where women are paying, you know, lots and lots of money to be there to get healthy. And do you want to know what they served on the menu? God's food. Surprise! It was all vegetables, nuts, seeds, plenty of water, some fruits, some grains, very little meat. No red meat. You know, there were some turkey burgers and tofu, lots of tofu. You know, these are the top chefs. And by the way, if you want to go there and look at some of the recipes, it was a Red Mountain Spa, St. George, Utah. The recipes were fabulous. I've not been to the website yet, but they did tell me that many of their recipes, all healthy, all God's food, very tasty. They are on that website. You might want to check it out. So I think I've shared a lot of ideas with you. Let me go ahead and pray and close out the teleseminar. And then I'm going to open up the phone lines for those of you who would like to call in. The phone number is right there at the bottom of the screen. You can call in. Brenda, I do see that you are on the line. I'm going to go to you first. But if there are others who would like to call in and talk about where you're at with the Daniel Fast or where you're at with your SMART goals, I would love to be able to coach you and be of an encouragement to you this evening. Let me go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you care about every aspect of our lives. You are not a God who cares only about how many prayers we can pray, who only cares about whether or not we show up on Sunday morning to quote-unquote worship service, that you are a God who cares about every aspect of our being. You want us to be healthy in spirit, soul, and body. You want us to be strong for our tasks. You want us to be fit, not for fitness sake, but fit for life, fit for service, fit for your kingdom. That's what's at stake here. And God, I pray that you would help us as your women never to lose sight that this is all about your kingdom. It's not about us. And being a size 6, it's about your kingdom. We want to live a long and productive life. We want our money to be used to advance the kingdom and to bless those that we love. We don't want our money to go to doctors and medical procedures and weight loss clinics. God, we want to be strong and healthy, and we want to use all of our resources for your kingdom. God, I pray that the ideas, just helpful tips that I've shared tonight, God, I pray that you will use them in the lives of the women who are here this evening and those women who will listen to this teleseminar in the days, months, and perhaps even the years to come. And I ask this in the mighty name of King Jesus. Amen. Amen. I will be looking at your questions on the chat, so you can go ahead and post those as well. Brenda, I'm going to come to you. I see you're on the line. Brenda, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, Brenda.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Do you have a question, comment?
I loved your talk tonight, and it's really inspiring. My question would be, I haven't actually posted my 90-day goals, but I would like to do that. But I'm having a problem with the dire consequences. So, like, one of my goals is to walk at least 4 days a week. So what would you suggest for a dire consequence?
A dire consequence. You know, I always like public humiliation. That kind of works for me. The other thing would be volunteering. Do you like to clean?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, well, that's no good. Think of something that you really don't like to do and say that you will volunteer to do it. Like, I hate the house clean. So I could volunteer to go clean someone's house.
Right, okay, that's a good
idea. That would be a dire consequence for me. I'm very afraid of babies, so a dire consequence for me would be to volunteer, although that might not be fair to the babies in the nursery. I mean, I raised two babies, so I know how to do it, but it just, it's not my thing. You know, somebody said, okay, I'm going to volunteer in the nursery for a month. My dire consequence, it might be posting a picture of, like I said, I want to get my whole room, house in order. So my dire consequence would be, okay, any room that I don't get in order, I'm going to post a photo of it.
Okay, well, that's helpful. Okay.
Does that help?
That does, yeah.
So the dire consequence, all it is something that you really don't want to do.
Right. I guess I was trying to think of something that would relate to the goal, but it doesn't necessarily have to be.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be related. You know, you might say, I will donate $50 to a cause you don't believe in.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Something like that, you know? If you're a Democrat, say, I'm going to donate $50 to the Republicans or vice versa, and you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm definitely going to achieve this goal.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, it doesn't have to be related. Well, how are you doing on your Daniel Challenge?
I'm doing pretty good. I actually didn't do so hot the first day, but I just restarted the next day, and I've been doing pretty well with it. So I've had to eat a lot more fruit probably than some are, but vegetables just don't seem to be sustaining me.
Okay, well, that's okay. The idea really is to eat God's food as much as you can, and if that means adding in some nuts, seeds, you know, whole grains, I think that's okay. But the idea is to, if God made it, as close to the way God made it, then
right.
then that's good.
Yeah, well, I've just been having, like, strawberries and cantaloupe and blackberries and stuff like that. So.
Okay, and are you mixing that in with the vegetables?
Well, yeah, sometimes with my salad, but, like, in the morning for breakfast, I don't want salad, so I just have some fruit.
You know, one thing that I found worked really well for me for the breakfast, I chop up peppers. You know, all the things that I might put in with eggs, I chop up peppers, tomatoes, and onions, and
uh-huh.
I put them in a little bit of olive oil and just lightly stir-fry them like I would as if I were making an omelet.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of an omelet without the omelet, and I actually find that I really do enjoy that.
Oh, well, I never thought of that. Hot vegetables would sound good, but salad doesn't sound so hot in the morning.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't eat salad in the morning either, but, yeah, maybe just kind of a light stir-fry. Think omelet without the egg. Haley is saying that she thinks avocados are good for breakfast as well. Any other questions or comments? Anything that we can coach you along with, Brenda?
No, that's all I did. I thank you very much, and I just look forward to every week listening to you. So
wonderful. Well, Brenda, let me pray for you.
Thank you.
Well, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for Brenda, and I thank you for the goal that she has set for herself, that she wants to walk 4 days a week. And God, I know that that goal is certainly pleasing in your sight. She is one who is saying, I want to beat my body and make it my slave. I want to be in charge of what my body does, and I want to direct it in a positive way. And so, God, I pray that you would just come alongside and strengthen her and give her that, just put that burning desire in her heart. And, God, I want to pray very specifically that you will meet with her on that walk, that as she, in obedience to the goals that she set, as she is walking, that you're going to meet with her, that you're going to speak to her, that your presence is going to be near to her in a very special way, that she's going to feel you smiling down upon her and giving her just a sweet time in your presence. And I pray, too, that even as she offers up prayers during that walk, that she's going to begin to see some really special answers to those prayers, and that will be your way of saying, daughter, I'm with you in this, and I've got your back. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.